Fred Film Radio.
Hi everybody, for Fred Film Radio today we are in Los Angeles during the first day of the Film in Italy Festival 2022, and we are here with a great Italian director, Gabriele Muccino. Hi Gabriele, thank you for being here.
You're very welcome. It's a big pleasure for me to come back in a city where I lived for 12 years, so there's so many. I'm overwhelmed by the memories that I experienced living, being here.
Well, we are here today celebrating Italian cinema, Italian art in the world, in a way, after a couple years, you know, after a not very easy couple years, you know. Hopefully this is going to be a year of resurrection for everybody and for Italian art too. How does it feel to be here in this situation?
It feels odd being here when we thought that the COVID situation was kind of being mended and solved, and we found ourselves into an inch away from a third world war, which is insane. It's insane the way it started. It's insane and obnoxious the way it keeps escalating. We don't see how. I don't see any light yet, and the things really break my heart and doesn't leave me moment for real lightness. So it's a definitely dark moment.
Talking about that, would you like to make an appeal for peace?
If my appeal would make a sense or would change anything, I would make thousands of appeals. I just want to have people realizing that even people in Europe, and I know, I heard someone who still believes in what Putin is doing. I mean, this war is going to impact all of us, probably the rest of the world. Hopefully it's going to stop the soonest we can, but we went back into the 30s when the invasion of another country was starting a war, and was pretty much the conventional way to get resources for your country, occupying the conquest, I mean conquistare, you know, to invade and to get what is of other people and make it yours, was what human history experienced throughout the entire story. But we thought after the fall of the Berlin Wall that we wouldn't have seen anything like that, and instead we were wrong. We have a war in Europe, in the heart of Europe, with hundreds and hundreds of nuclear missiles pointed against each other, and we are there waiting that the night goes by.
Today we are here also to talk about cinema, movies,
yes.
And of course you are one of the few modern Italian directors that has been able to succeed both in Italy and in the USA. What do you think is the key to be able to be appealing to both audiences, the Italian one and the international one?
I didn't have any thought to program myself into this achievement. I did what I did, always following my heart, my instinct, and my vision. The way I see the world is what I try to portray it when I make a movie, and eventually this my eyes, the way I look at the world, get transferred to the audience because of the way I film human relationships, which is a universal way to talk to anybody.
One really interesting thing about you is that you started working as a director for a very famous Italian TV show of the 80s, 90s, which was Ultimo Minuto. Yeah. How important was it for you to start doing that kind of TV to become the director you are today?
You know, as Steve Jobs said once in a famous talk he had in a college, once you put all your dots together, the dots of your life, the things you've done, you realize how precious each of them was for you. While I was doing those shorts, I've done 50, 60 shorts for the show you just mentioned, and then I've done others. So I was there trying to make big because of course my dream and my last target was making features in a big scale. But of course I was still very, very young. I was 23, 24, 25 years tops. And I was trying to find a cinematic language, a filmic language, and shooting so much gave me the opportunity also to fail and to make mistakes and to understand what I shouldn't have done. And this big opportunity really gave me the possibility to really learn on my skin, literally, how difficult and precious and important the language of movie making was, and how to find my own language.
And then through this journey, you arrived to Hollywood. Now that you are, I mean, you are an experienced director, what do you feel is the difference in working in an American production compared to an Italian one?
The first thing I would say is that everything in Italy happens way, way, way faster than here, because I've done several movies successful, because people like me, they trust me, and they allow me to make what I want the way I want, which is an enormous luxury which I have, and I earned it throughout my journey into cinema. So the speed I do things from the moment I write a movie to the moment the movie is going to be released, it's like 1 year and a half of my life. Here it could be even 5 or 6 years here in the Hollywood system. So the thing is different. Another different thing is that you get chosen by the producers who are at the peak of the pyramid. You mean the? I mean the producer hires a screenwriter, then they hopefully find a star, and then when they have all those pieces together, they start to look for a filmmaker, and they make interviews to different filmmakers, trying to find the one who has the right vision according to what the producer thinks. So you end up being a sort of first-class employer who works for a producer, trying to give him the movie he has in mind. I have to say that also the role of the director is very much respected. It's not like, okay, shoot this, shoot that. Even if there are production or producers who even think to maneuver directors in a such cheap way, like saying give me a close up, do this, I mean they would be sad. I would have been crazy if somebody would have tried that on me, but that happens, you know. It's something that is impossible because of the way the system is built. But the fact to be not on the peak of the pyramid, but being employed basically changes a lot of things. I mean, you, for example, one of the things I love long shots. I love long shots of 3, 4, 5 minutes that tie all the sequences. And that's a language I never even tried to apply into this system, because the American industry works this way. You make the movie and you are the director. Then you come out with your first director's cut. Then you test your feature, your movie twice with a real audience recruited into mall and business centers, etc. So you test this movie twice. If the movie doesn't test well, doesn't score enough well, the producers have the power to get the material and to re-edit or to reshoot your movie the way they want, because you definitely lose the power of your creature. So you are director as far as things work well. When things don't work well, when your movie doesn't test well twice, then you are disposable, and this is not a little thing.
We are in Los Angeles. They call it the city of dreams. So let's dream for a second.
Yeah.
What would be your dream movie and with your dream actor? If you could, don't worry about budgets or any other
thing. I've done two dream movies with Will Smith. I've done a movie which I loved a lot, which was Fathers and Daughters with Russell Crowe. I would have loved very much to meet, which I never met, either DiCaprio or Brad Pitt. I would have loved very much to work with one of them, both of them, whatever. I mean, they inspire a lot of my passion for this job, for what they do, because they are cinephile. I mean, you can tell they love movies, and the choices they make, they are movie driven versus then box office driven.
Last question, you're now working on a TV series, if I'm right?
I did, I've done.
What's the next movie for you? What's next?
No, the very, very next is the second season of the TV series I've just released for Sky in Italy. So in June I will start shooting the second season of this, and then right after I will have a movie, which I'm already thinking about it, and then there is even another one. I had a talk yesterday with the producer right here in Los Angeles, so we'll see.
Can you tell us something more about it?
No, I can't.
Okay, so maybe it's going to be with DiCaprio or Brad Pitt.
No, that one they're too old for the characters, unfortunately.
Well, today for Fred Film Radio we have been talking with Gabriele Muccino for the first day of Filming Italy Festival 2022. Thank you very much.
I do thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much for listening.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.